You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Halloween edition of Cheese Please. And guess what? It is the witching hour.
Which is good because I'm Daffodil the Witch.
And I'm Snarfula. How's that? Snarfula, yes. I sound like a vampire, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Daffodil. And as the witching hour comes upon us, we bring you cheesified Halloween songs.
Because those are the only good kind of Halloween songs, really.
I'm not scary enough, am I, Daffodil?
I wouldn't want to come across you in a dark alley.
Okay. We're playing songs that have screams in them a little later on. As well as a creature feature that it isn't in a drive-in. We have the surf monster and the teenage creature.
And newsflash, they're not fighting each other.
No. Get back in the Dracula thing. But we're playing. We're starting off the show with Jack and Jim and Midnight Monsters and the Graveyard Shift by the Ghouls. Right here on
Halloween Cheese, Please.
Thus far, this album has provided musical accompaniment to make your passing pleasant. Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by.
Along about 12 when the whistle blows, there's a swinging place no one knows. You'll see a weird crew that looks real scary. It's just the graveyard shift at the cemetery. Get me my tools, you ghoul. I'm gonna dig. Not alive! Frankie the foreman will make them behave. They really obey when he says, dig that grave. The moon was bright, so the wolfman was hired. But during an eclipse, he soon was fired. Don't bury me alive, you crypt kicker five. Down, Drac will get out his whip and send them any freeloaders straight to the crypt. They're working real hard now all through the night, 'cause it's straight to the coffin before it gets light. Teamwork, everybody. Frankie, Natasha, Boris, the werewolves, we'll dig together, you silly fools. getting dirt in my mouth, Natasha. Ah, I can't stand it.
This is 30 minutes of gloriously goofy, groovy, and gloriously cheesy tunes.
Cheese.
Our planet may be doomed. Our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos.
With Jack and Jim and Midnight Monsters, with a sounds like a movie trailer there at the end of it.
Yeah, the Midnight Monsters hop. So I guess after the hop, they're all going to the movies.
And before that, we had the Ghouls in the Graveyard Shift, which I think that's where Snarfula went. I think we left them off. We pulled over the van and we left them off at a graveyard.
Basically, he kicked him out of the van.
Well, he's a bit too much, Daffodil. That's all I got to say. You don't know what it's like to be around something like that.
Small doses, and yes, I know exactly what it's like to be around something like that.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to a Halloween dose of Cheese, Please.
Yes.
The Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird.
You didn't tell me about this.
I know. I'm sorry. So, when we were at the diner, Lurline said that they're doing trunk and treat in the parking lot. So kids can come around, and everybody's going to open their trunks and have treats to give the kids.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
Trick-or-treating in the parking lot.
All right.
And then after all the kids go home, they're going to have a sock hop for the adults.
Ah.
And there are prizes for the best costumes.
Okay.
And free food.
Okay.
And bobbing for apples.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
And I told her we'd come back.
Good.
So we're going to a party.
Do I have to dress up?
If you're wearing a costume, you could win a prize.
Oh.
Some of the prizes are cash.
Money?
Yes. So you might want to see what you can drag out of your tickle trunk and dress up.
I don't know. Usually it's my voice. I don't really actually dress up.
Do you have?
We'll see what we can do. I could dress you up like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, we'll put you in a wig and fake boobs and an old dress.
No,
you could be Mrs. Doubtfire.
No. What else could I dress up like?
Well, we could put a sheet over you and you could be a ghost.
No, I was planning that for Brawn, our dog.
Well, we could get a sheet and cut a whole bunch of holes in it. You could be Charlie Brown.
There's
But if you do
idea.
That, you might only get rocks.
I could be a demon, though, couldn't I?
You could be a demon.
Yeah. I could be the demon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me have my fun, Daffodil.
I wasn't saying a word.
Okay. We're getting back to the music now. We've got Lord Luther coming out with a teenage creature. But we're starting off with G. Moss and the Surf Monster. Is he full of water and all that stuff?
All Either that or he's standing on a board.
There's an idea. On?
Cheese, please.
If you ever go surfing late at night, when the beach is dark and the moon is bright, that's when he rises from a watery grave and rides toward shore on a giant wave. He looks like a man, but he's covered with scales. There's seaweed growing from his fingernails. And when he rides the surf, you can hear him wail, "Kayabunga!" They say he's the ghost of a surf maniac who went out one night and never came back. He became a creature from beneath the sea. Now he'll ride the surf till eternity. He looks like a man, but he's covered with scales. There's seaweed growing from his fingernails. And when he rides the surf, you can hear him wail,
to see. If you hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me. I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage of a boy tarantula whose very first kiss.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage creature. I'm always scaring you. So point a stake straight at my heart, then darling, drive it through.
Keith, please. The Teenage Creature with Lord Luther, and before that, Gene Moss and the Surf Monster. So he's surfing. He's not like the creature from the Black Lagoon hiding in the water, I guess.
That's kind of good, because the only creature that I don't want to see hiding in the water is also Jaws.
Who does? Although, I think they should
have. That's a different kind of monster.
Yeah, but they did get a bigger boat, though, didn't they?
I don't know if they did.
I kind of wonder. The famous line from that?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
I don't know if they ever did.
I don't know.
There you go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, where we are playing Halloweeny Cheese.
Yes, and the Wolfman's here, by the way. He's the satanic werewolf.
Actually, he kind of sounded like he was a little sick.
Just a sick.
Just a little sick. A little sick werewolf.
Just a bit of sick. But we're talking about what now?
Oh, you could dress up as weather reporter out in a hurricane.
Wouldn't what's so impressive about that, it being Halloween-y?
Well, your clothes have blown off and you're naked.
No one wants to see me naked. No.
Spoils part.
No. No, that's how. Good thing this is radio, Daffodil. That's all I get to say to that.
Exactly.
What else could I do?
You could be some other cartoon character.
Oh, hey, maybe I could be Scooby-Doo. Hey, Shaggy.
That's not that bad.
Thank you.
You don't look very dog-like, but that's a pretty good Scooby-Doo.
Well, we could dress up Ron to be a Scooby-Doo, maybe. Put Nesty on his collar. You can call Scooby-Doo. He certainly sits in the van that way when we're driving around.
Yes, he gets right up on the console between the two front seats and tries to look out the front window.
Yeah, and, well, it's a little...
It's a little dangerous.
Just a little dangerous. I never told you the time I watched The Exorcist alone.
Oh.
In a apartment that I was renting at the time.
Oh.
I watched it alone. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I never saw it, so...
When Linda Blair's head starts spinning around and they...
Spewing pea soup?
Yeah, well, pea soup. Yeah, I didn't care about that. But it was spinning around and was saying all kinds of funny things. It was ridiculous. I don't know why people are so upset about horrors. Anytime I go to a horror movie, it's like you know something's going to happen.
True.
And you're just sitting there, it's like, oh, yeah, he's got to get it. He's got to get it. He's got to get it. Then when he gets it, it's like... And I'm laughing like funny, not evil laugh.
True.
That's the funny part. I find horror movies kind of funny more than actual scary.
Yes, but we need to get back to the music.
Which is, ooh, we're on the Scream Fest this time around. The Scream by the Tumblers shortly. But we're starting off with the DuPonts and Screaming Ball on...
Cheese, Please!
Poison in the wine, where things crawl from under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee. Dracula, well,
bless my soul. Took the thing from outer space and begged it to stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Struck 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had ooh, hard party. We had ooh, hard party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
With the tumblers, and that's your next alarm clock sound, I think.
That's pretty sound.
Scream. And before that, the DuPonts and a screaming ball.
In Dracula's Hall.
Almost ending off our Halloween show for this year. Had fun, Daffy?
I always have fun.
Okay, let's try this. I'm turning into Satan, dude.
No!
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 There, I'm happy.
Okay, as long as you're happy.
A little scratchy on the control, but, you know, it gets the point.
So we're at the end of our tornado on the radio.
Oh, wow, already?
Yes. Flies by quick.
Well, as we head off to our Halloween party, we're going to send our listeners off to the Dracula Disco with Jerry Brizolia.
Brizbozia.
Thank you. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Good evening. Welcome. I am the Count Dracula. Please step inside. Do not be frightened. it'll not harm you. Come and listen to the music. Look at the light and welcome to Dracula's Disco.
Dracula Disco.
Dance, everybody, dance. Bite you on the neck.
Dracula Disco.
Ah, sing my little vampire, sing. Ah, there's somebody at the door again. I wonder who it could be. Oh, it's my friend Frankenstein. I'm glad you could come. Do you hear the music? Do you see the lights? Well, come on in. Welcome to the Count Dracula Disco.
Dracula Disco.
Dance, Frankie, dance, you fool. Big feet, Frankie.
Dracula Disco.
Ah, oh, Frankie, you do it very well.
Dracula Disco.
Sing, my friend, sing. The door again. I wonder who it could be. Ah, it's my friend, the mommy. Luigi. I'm glad you could make it. Do you hear the music? See the lights? Let me welcome you to Count Dracula Disco.
Dracula Disco.
Dance, mommy, dance.
Dracula Disco.
Oh, you and Frankie make such a good couple.
Dracula Disco.
I like it like that. Later, Igor, later.
Dracula Disco.
I used to work for the blood bank until they caught me drinking on the job.
Dracula Disco.
I am the Count Dracula. One, two, three, four.
Sample of De Wacky, De Warped, and De Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moon